something to fill it. But rather, you should go home and do not practice this makata vairagya. Makata vairagya means that one who is externally renowned, but internally is full of so many desires, like a monkey. A monkey is very renowned. Every night they stay on this different tree. They have no clothes, and they just go from here to there. Very renowned. There's nothing there, but they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So many wives. So they're apparently renowned, but actually they're such enjoyers, biggest enjoyers. So he said, don't be makata vairagya, but rather you should go home and internally you keep very strong faith in me.
What is the meaning of the makata vairagya?
Makata
vairagya.
Can you
explain something? Is it more? Makata vairagya?
Market value or another name to say like Saudu and Antia.
And money is money. Market
value.
I don't mind. Money.
Only market value.
Yeah.
The word market value actually means to be renowned like a monkey. The monkey is very enough because he has no home. It just sleeps in a different tree every night like a sadhu. It has no clock like sadhu also. So it has no money. And so it apparently, outwardly, the monkey seems to be renowned. But actually, if anyone who walks past carrying any basket or any bag with fruit or anything, then the monkey will come and steal. So in the same way, the sadhu, you should not be a renunciate like a monkey. Only giving up everything on the outside, but internally being so attached and ready to steal the monkey or the wife of any other person.
There is no any article for enjoyment, then he is like a very renowned person. But always looking here, there, in corner, in any hand, but it thinks anything, potato, mango, banana, anything, and he attacks. So this is very bad. You should have had that. So, Mahaprabhu said, what? Now you say,
So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Raghunath that, oh my dear Raghunath, Antarani Sakaro Pati Loka Vyavaha Akirata Krishna Tomai Karive Utah. My dear Raghunath, externally you should behave like an ordinary person, and internally you develop nishtha, very deep dedication for the lotus feet of Krishna. If you go on doing like this, then you can rest assured, don't be worried, Krishna will very soon deliver you from the ocean of material existence. So please return to your home.
Antare
karan nishtha, bhagye loka vyabaha. Antare karan nishtha, that means in the core of your heart, internally, not showing it to everyone else, making an exhibition, but rather internally cultivating your nishtha, your deep love and affection, faith and dedication to the Lord.
Nishtha to your bhajan dhana. And bhajan nishtha. This nishtha. And you should do internally. Don't do externally. Giving up your house, your everything, your father, mother. And you are not mixed. In this way you should be. And try to develop your Krishna consciousness internally. so that anyone cannot smell like camphor, otherwise we should. And when it is mature, then no more. So you can be renowned for it. Give up all father, mother, wife. But before this, nitya to bhajan and bhajan.
To the process and to the person, to the process of meditation.
Bhajan and bhajan. Yes, this nitya to be. Antarakara nitya, bahya lokavyavahara. And you just deal with your father, mother, and all others as usual, it is common person. But let them not know that much. Hard. Not that I am this, not in one life. So I am doing this. I am so enough. I am so qualified. No.
Having been instructed in this way, Raghunath Das, he returned to his home. And when he returned to his home, he followed the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, behaving like an ordinary person. His mother and father, to make sure that he would not become a sadhu and take enter the renounced order of life, they married him to the most beautiful woman in all of India. And he was performing his duties to his father, assisting his father in managing his vast estate. They were so wealthy, having an income of millions of gold coins every year. So this was going on, and Raghunath Das was one. Raghunath Das
but he never met with his wife in his whole life. Like gopis, they never met with their husband. They were living outside of the house in a Chandi Mandir. Outside.
So when Raghunath Das, he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had again arrived in Jagannath Puri, then he could not set himself and he would not stay inside the house anymore. He would sleep outside the house on the Durga Mandap, the place where the family, they had some altar for worshipping Durga. So he wanted to again. The desire came in him to run away and meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he tried again and again, but he failed. It was not possible. His mother and father, they became so disturbed. His mother said to his father, "What can we do? This boy keeps running away. You should take some iron chains and you should chain him up so he cannot leave home." His father replied, "How will this work? Don't you understand? He has more wealth, more opulence than the King of Heaven, so much money and power, and his wife is more beautiful than an angel of heaven. If these things, they cannot hold him in the world. If the attachment for his beautiful wife,
my love,
hold him.
Your love, and the love of wife, for they have life, then they cannot find Raghunath, a man of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How they can lifeless chain how? Never. So don't be worried so much."
So Raghunath Das, he tried to run away from home repeatedly. But every time his father would send so many guards and they would catch him and they would bring him back. So every time he failed. But one day it so happened that Nityananda Prabhu, he was traveling with his Sankirtan party. And he came very close by to Addis Saptagram, where Raghunath Das was living.
On the bank of Ganges.
Panihati, on the bank of the Ganges. So when Raghunath Das came to know that Nityananda Prabhu was very close by in Panihati, he begged permission from his father to go there and have the darshan, meet with Nityananda Prabhu. So his father gave permission. And Raghunath Das, he went in the company of so many guards, servants who were actually guards to stop him from running away. He went there to Panihati and he came and he was giving his. He saw Nityananda Prabhu sitting beneath the tree like the moon, surrounded by so many of his associates, very, very beautiful and effulgent. And Raghunath Das, he began to give his Dandavat Pranam from a distance. So when Nityananda Prabhu, he saw Raghunath Das coming, then he called him, "Oh Raghunath, come here, come here."
But Raghunath, he would not come close. So Nityananda Prabhu, he ran and he was trying to catch him. He said, come here, you are a thief, I will punish you. I will punish you.
And so many associates of Nityananda Prabhu were going. They had Mridanga, so many Kartal, and Krishna Das was one of them, and he was doing such. It makes me think what they were doing.
To get the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu told him, You are thief because you are trying to get the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't you know those lotus feet, they are my property. And you are trying to take them without my permission. So you are thief. You must be punished. He thought, oh, what punishment shall I give to Raghunath Das? Okay? I will punish you. You have to make a feast for all the Vaishnavas.
Haribo!
So you should feed all the chip rice and yogurt and chip rice. So then,
or if anyone wants to develop quickly, or just give it to third class of the devotees, very easily they can have. Only by giving Mahaprasad.
So then Raghunath Das, taking the help of his servants, he collected so much chip rice and so much yogurt, so many bananas and camphor and condiments and so many nice ingredients. And they were mixed together in pots, and Raghunath Das, he, with his own hands, he fed all the Vaishnavas. There were thousands of devotees there. Even there was not room on the bank of the Ganges for them to sit. So some of them were, they were standing in the water and taking Mahaprasad. There were so many of them there. So he fed all the Vaishnavas. And also, not only feeding them, but he gave charity also. He gave some gold to all the Vaishnavas, except for Nityananda Prabhu, because he knew Nityananda Prabhu would not accept. So he did not give directly, but he kept some money with Raghav Pandit and told him you can give it to Nityananda Prabhu afterwards. So then Nityananda Prabhu, he blessed him that now, very soon, by my grace, you will be able to attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna will make some arrangements. So
very soon all of the petals will go.
So there is a very deep teaching in this. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Akhanda Guru Tattva. He is the original, undivided Guru Tattva. Therefore, from this we should understand, even if someone is in this world and they are entangled with so many material attachments and engagements, even if they want to get free from this, they cannot. By their own power, even if they want to, even if they have such eagerness, they cannot become free from all impediments. First of all, one will have to receive the blessings and the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And how did he get the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu? First he served all Vaishnavas. And when he had served all Vaishnavas, then Nityananda Prabhu, he blessed him. So therefore, one who sincerely wants to progress in bhakti and overcome all obstacles should try to serve all Vaishnavas and receive the blessings of Sadhguru. Then he can be free. Then Raghunath Das, he returned to his home and he was waiting patiently for the time when the arrangement of Nityananda Prabhu would come that he could escape. So after a short time, that opportunity came his way. One evening, Sri Yadunandan Acharya, his Gurudev, came to his house and he told him, "Oh Raghunath Das, my pujari has given up the service of Thakurji." Yadunandan Acharya had a Thakur and he had one disciple, one pujari, who was doing the seva of Thakurji. So he told Raghunath Das, "My pujari has left this seva. So I want you to go and speak with him and persuade him to again resume his service. So please come with me now." So Raghunath Das, he said, he agreed to the proposal of his Gurudev and he went out of the house with Yadunandan Acharya. So even though Raghunath Das was being guarded by so many guards, when they saw him leaving the house in the company of his Gurudev, they thought, oh, nothing can be wrong because he's with his Gurudev. But when he came out of the house, then he said, "Oh Gurudev, there is no need for you to come with me. You can return to your home. I can go alone to the house of your pujari and I will persuade him to again resume his service and send him to you. And then I will return." So Yadunandan Acharya, then he gave him permission to do this and he went away. Then Raghunath Das, he told the pujari and persuaded him to go back to the house of Yadunandan Acharya. And then he thought, "Now, just see, I am out of the house, it is night time, there are no guards anywhere, this is my golden opportunity, I must immediately escape." So apparently, Yadunandan Acharya, he did not outwardly assist Raghunath Das in escaping from his home. But he's Sadhguru, and he's Vaishnava, and he knows everything. So he had come there to see Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, and he told him, My pujari has left his service, and with emphasis on this word, and Radhanath Das, he could understand, oh, this is the instruction of my Gurudev, now I will go. So Radhanath Das, he's taking this opportunity, he began to run. He thought, if I go by the main road, then my father will send so many men, and they will easily catch me, and they will catch me before sunrise and bring me back. So I cannot go by the main road. I will go through the jungles and forests. So Radhanath Das, impelled by intense eagerness to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began running, day and night. The journey from Adi Saptagram to Jagannath Puri ordinarily would take 1 month, but Radhanath Das, he completed his journey in only 12 days. He was running continuously and breathlessly, very rarely stopping to take any rest. Sometimes he would lie down for 1 hour in the barn of any farmer. He would not eat. In 12 days, he only ate 4 times. Sometimes taking little milk or little chickpeas, and running, and finally he arrived in Jagannath Puri. When he arrived in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seated in the company of his very intimate associates, Sri Damodar, Roy Ramananda, and the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and others. So Raghunath Das Goswami was giving his obeisance to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a distance. Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, told Mahaprabhu, oh, look, see, Raghunath is here, and he's beginning to pronounce you from a distance. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him, oh, Raghunath, you come here, and he gave his pronounce to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, then his heart was melted. Raghunath Das was so skinny and so dirty from his journey. He had undergone so much hardship. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and embraced him, and tears were coming from his eyes. He told Raghunath Das, oh Raghunath, Krishna has been so merciful to you. He has delivered you from your household life, which is just like a pit of stool. Raghunath said, oh Mahaprabhu, you said that Krishna has been merciful to me, but I don't know who Krishna is. I only know you. You have been so merciful to me. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, your uncle and your father, Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, he was joking because he had a relationship with them and he used to joke with them. He said, they are just like worms in a pit of stool. So you are lucky that you come out from their association. Even though they give charity to Brahmanas, still, they are not Vaishnavas. They are called Vaishnav pride. Vaishnav pride means, oh, they follow all dharma and religion, and they help Brahmanas, and they do some sadhu sangha. But actually, in their heart, they also have some other ideas. They have some attachment to their wealth and family members and things like this. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told the Govinda, oh, you should take him and beg him and give him some Jagannath Mahaprasad. So Govinda Prabhu, he took care of Raghunath Das Goswami, and then again Raghunath Das Goswami came to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Raghunath Das, I am giving you to my Swarup Damodar. And he took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and he placed it in the hand of the Swarup Damodar, and he said, I have 3 associates named Raghunath. So from today, to distinguish you from my other associates called Raghunath, from today you will be known as Swarupera Raghu, the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. He can instruct you in all things. So Raghunath Das, he came under the guidance of Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was the most intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to stay in the house of Kashi Mishra. This is called Kashi Mishra Bhavan. Today it is called Radha Kanta Mat. And there he stayed in one room called Gambira. And Swarup Damodar, he would stay quite close by in, now it is called Satas and Mat, which it is not far from the Samadhi Mandir of Haridas Thakur. So at night time, Swarup Damodar would go and he would spend his night in Gambira with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always hearing Hari Katha. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he would stay in the ashram of Satasan Math, where Swarup Damodar used to stay. But at night he would not sleep. he was always so eager, always thinking, oh, where's my Swarup Damodara, where's my Swarup Damodara? Now I know he's in Gambira, he's living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they're having Harikatha, and they're discussing all the very high separation moods of Srimati Radhika, Radhika Vishaka, and all the gopis. And at night he was restless, he could not sleep, he could not think of anything. And then when Swarup Damodara would return in the morning, he was so eager, just like a cat. If the cow is brought back from the hunting ground in evening time, then the calf is pulling on the rope because he wants to go and take milk from the mother. So when Swarup Damodara would return from Gambira, then he was very eager, like the calf pulling on the rope of Swarup Damodara, and he would go and fall at the feet of Swarup Damodara. Oh, can you tell me? Can you tell me?
Not all from Damodara,
all from can you tell me? What did you discuss last night? What are the moods of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was in his heart and what has he expressed to you? What did you discuss with him? And in this way, he would pass his time, or from the early morning all the way until noontime, hearing all Harikatha from the lotus lips of Swarup Damodara, not taking
and
bath.
He used to note all these things in his day.
He would hear his katha, not taking bath, not taking prasad, not chanting his anish, not chanting harinam, anything. Only having Harikatha with his Prabhu, Swarup Damodara. Oh, and then it would just come lunchtime. It's always so late now. We should take bath and everything. So in this way, he would serve Swarup Damodara, not touching him and taking care of him in so many ways. And in this way, he received so much mercy from Swarup Damodara. One day, Radhanara Dasgoswami was in the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And he wanted to ask a question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not directly. He was very polite and humble, and he would not speak directly in Mahaprabhu's presence. But he went to Swarup Damodara and he said, "Oh Prabhu, I have a question to ask to Mahaprabhu." And he told him his question. So Swarup Damodara, he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh Mahaprabhu, Radhanath Das has a question that he wants to place at your lotus feet. What is that?" He said, "I have left my house of life and I have given up everything. But now I have left everything. I don't know what is my duty. What should I do? How should I engage in bhajan?" So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Oh Raghunath Das, I have already given you the hand of Swarup Damodara. And I have told you, he will instruct you in everything.
And he knows better than me."
It's a fact, and he knows more than me even. Yet still, if you want to hear something from me, then be very attentive and listen to this. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das. He told him, "Oh, Raghunath Das, Gramya Katana Kalibe, Gramya Katana Kalibe, Balona Paribe, Arabalona Kalibe." Oh, Raghunath Das, don't speak worldly things. The common people, they are always talking. "Oh, this happened to me, what happened to you, this what happened here and there." This is called Gramya Katha, Asad Varta. Unwanted talk, like a prostitute, steals all your good intelligence. So don't speak like the common people, and don't listen to the things that they say. In addition to this, you should not wear very luxurious clothing, like a royal dress. You should dress very simply. And also, you should not eat very palatable dishes, or rasgulla, kachuri, sribas, and many tasty, luxurious things. You should eat in a very simple way. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him how to restrict and control himself. These are the prohibitions, what he should not do. But then he told him the positive thing. This is more important, what he should do. What is that? Amare namanale maya sada krishna namalabe gaje radha krishna seva manasa kalibe. Oh Raghunath Das, you should always be very meek and humble. You should offer respect to everyone and not hanker for anyone to give you respect. And constantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
But not only chanting, it will not be enough. While chanting Hare Ram, in the core of your heart, you should render service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in bread. He said, "Oh Raghunath, I have told you this only in a brief summary. I have given you only an outline. If you want to know the details of this, then you should take details from Swarup Damodara." So then Swarup Damodara instructed the Raghunath Das in very confidential bhajan pranali. Marini Jasudadeya Korea Bhavan, Rasidene Kore Braji Krishna Rasdevan. This Radhanuga Bhajan is executed in two ways. Outwardly, the sadhak will follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all Goswami. How there? Sankhya, Purva, Kanama, Gana, Nati, Dikala, Avasani, Krito, Nidra, Hara, Vihara, Kadi, Vidito, Chatyam, Tadino, Seyo. Chanting six number of high nam every day. Singing many songs. Radhe, Jai, Jai, Madhava, Jayate, Krishna, Deva, Bhavantan, Vande. Like this. Giving Dandavat Pranam again and again, thousands of times, to Radha and Krishna and all of their associates and the places of their pastimes. And always being meek and humble. Giving up, conquering, eating and sleeping. These are the external activities. But internally, Seva Sadaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatahi. By Siddhadeya, by the internally conceived spiritual body, which is suitable for rendering service to Radha and Krishna, one should serve the divine couple. In their pastimes, in Braj. Always remembering after Kaliya Lila. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave outline of this instruction and instructed Saurabh Damodar Goswami to instruct Raghunath Das Goswami all of the details of this. So then, Raghunath Das Goswami, he took up this very confidential Bhajan Pranali and was chanting and chanting day and night, day and night.
Thank you. Rest we will discuss it all tomorrow evening. It will take so much time. The instructions of the Raghunath Das Goswami and how he was renowned and how he spent his day, how he left Vrindavan and Jagannathpur, and how he went to Radhapur, and also how he left Radhapur and Jampur. It will take more than a night. Now Naveen Prabhu will explain the life of Siddha Vishwanath Chakravarti. If you are outside, that you cannot hear fully. But if you can take any chair if you want, no problem. But try to hear off. But if it will be any badminton court, they will go inside. Shout it, they will go. But here they see us. No taxi is here.
No ticket.
No ticket. Oh, you should come here. A fancy badminton player. Larato. Oh, Christmas, yeah. Thank you. You should be here. No.
So Guru ordered me to discuss about life history of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti
Thakur. Don't hear that hearing by this, hearing this, oh, you have renounced and you have to give up your husband and wife and children, nothing. You see that there are many
households. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was one prominent acharya in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote
it from... He left his house very early in the night. He was also married.
Yes.
He completed his studies of 10th high class nearby in village. And when he was living in class, one week grammar, and he wrote three books.
Bindu, Bhaktirathami Sindhu Bindu, Ujjal Muni Kiran, Bhagavatam Mitam Kona.
He became very high class of learned person of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanya, and all in his young age, family life. But quickly he left and went to Vrindavan.
So quickly he left and went to Vrindavan. If someone
was. But his Gurudev told, I will give initiation, but you should have to go and take order of your wife. He was bound to go and he returned back to his home. And he spent whole life with his wife. Why? Hari Katha, Hari Katha. There is no chance to speak anything, any problem. Mm-hmm. And whole, also beautiful, marvelous pastimes of Krishna. That whole life he began to hear. In the meantime, he spoke a morning and he told that, oh, I want your order. I think that I will also give you something when I will be passing. And then he agreed and gave permission and then came back.
The Guru
was
not
asking.
What? This is the rule that one should ask me.
What?
So this is the rule that is, they want to take
permission. You can make rule for me, but our no rule.
Then you want to marry
us. But you can marry for you. Then you will have to marry and go and take your order of your wife.
So, whoever wants to enter in Krishna consciousness, so there is a proverb, not only proverb, it's a true fact. Bindu kiran kana sinye vishnavvana. If you want to enter in Krishna's bhajan realm, then we have to know all these three books. Bhakti Swami Sindhu Bindu, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, taking the gist of Bhakti Swami Sindhu, composed by Vibhu Goswami Pad, he composed a small book. And in that book, he explains about bhakti, definition of bhakti, anna vilasita sunnam jana karma dana vikram, anukullena krishna anusilatam bhakti uttama. And other things. And in Ujjal Nilmani Kiran, he took the gift from Ujjal Nilmani and composed one small book. And in Bhagavatamritam Kana, he took this from Sanatana Goswami, dear Bhagavatamritam, and composed this Bhagavatamritam. Bhagavatamritam Kana. So we have to know all these things. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he was incarnation of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, which we have heard from Srila Gurudev lotus leaf in the beginning of class. So he was speaking about Parakiyavad, means paramar mood.
There are so many books, Father. The explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam.
He wrote so many books. Commentary of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Bhakti Swami Sindhu, commentary of Ujjal Nilmani and so many things. Madhurya Kadambini, Vaishavya Kadambini, so many books. Ragvatma Chandrika, and he was preaching about Parakiya mood means paramar mood. At that time, so many so-called Vaishnavas, they became furious.
Not so-called Vaishnavas, also, but in the side of Sokhiya.
In
they told Sokhiya.
Chakravarti Thakur, and they made one conspiracy that we shall kill him in the early in the morning when he used to go for Vrindavan Dham Parikrama.
Why? Because they cannot argue with him. And they were again and again defeated. So they thought.
So if we kill him, then there is no one to argue us like him, so better we shall kill him. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and they give arguments that Srila Jiva Goswami Pad preached about Kakiyavad. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad was disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. He knew as before, in coming future, that so many persons will come unqualified, immature. So he wrote in his book, Sestam Likitam Kinchit, Kinchit Likitam Parechaya. I am writing something by my own opinion and something the request of others. So who is immature and who is unqualified? For them, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad
wrote about Sampasyavar.
Wrote something
externally about Sakyavar. But the Sakyavar was the one that could not understand the Rukhwe Sami and Jinvasani's inner mood. So they conspired to kill Vishwachakali Thakur. So early in the morning, Sai Chakali Thakur was in Parikrama of Vrindavan Dham. Under conspirator hides themselves under a goat. When Chakali Thakur comes nearer, they have become ready to kill him. When Chakali Thakur comes more nearer, just a shot, there was no pistol at Chakali Thakur. There was a exchange of intelligence with one teenage girl. So attractive, so lovely. They are Lali means darling daughter, the language of Braj. Have you seen Chakravarti Thakur? He became speechless. After that, when they asked again,
his
mind and soul, yes, I am coming, who are they? Where I have identification. He replied, I am coming from Javad. My family is in Javad. She sent me to pick some flowers for her, so I came here to pick flowers. And after some time, after a couple of minutes, they saw again the exchange of that girl, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Then they understood that Chakravarti Thakur is not an ordinary person. He is eternal associate of divine couple. They came and asked Chakravarti Thakur for forgiveness, and they became his disciples. Now he says Chakravarti Thakur preached all over India about Parakiyavar. If Radhika will be wife of Sri Krishna Chandra, then love and affection will not be so high. So if Parakiya mood is parable mood, then love and affection will be so high. So Chakravarti Thakur preached like Rupa Goswami Pad in Parakiya mood. For beginner sadhus, from beginner to high school sadhus, he wrote one small book named Madhurya Kadam Mini. In that book, he describes how to do bhajan. In bhajan, at first, Shraddha, Guru Karan, Bhajan Kriya, Anantami Vritti, Nishtha, Vritti, Asakti, all these things. The Chakravarti Thakur explained one shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Atau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atau Bhajana Kriya, Tata Anantami Vritti, Sat Tata Nishtha, Vritti, Tata, Athasakti, Tata Bhava, Tata Prema, Bhutanjati, Havakanam, Ayam, Premano, Tadu Bhavo, Bhadetrama. The explanation of this shloka is Madhurya Kadam Mini. Before Nishtha Bhakti, it's called Anishtha Bhakti. When one sadhu is doing bhajan, taking initiation from Vanathari Gurudev, and is starting bhajan in the beginning, in bhakti is not Nishtha. It is called Anishtha Bhakti. In Anishtha Bhakti, there are so many stages. Like, Uttamari, Buravikalpa, Parangamini, Vishay Sangara, Niyamastama. Uttamai, too much enthusiasm. When one neophyte took initiation from Gurudev, and Gurudev instructs him to do bhajan, he became so enthusiastic and started to chanting. The small boy is chanting, his mother is coming, oh my dear son, please come and take prasad. No, I have to come to my Ramana path. Just like the Chakravarti Thakur is giving example there, one small boy went to school and his teacher loved him so much and told him that he was a good boy, very intelligent. After 2-3 days, when he was 3-6 years, then he became to anarchy. When he came back, like bell, he not so enthusiastic. His guardian asked him, what happened? Come and take prasad. No, nothing, I am not hungry. So he became disminded. Similarly, when one practitioner starts bhajan, he becomes so enthusiastic. When there is any deep philosophy, he could not understand, could not enter, then he became hopeless. the person who is calling ceremony up at the Honotarala, sometimes then, sometimes not then. After that, Buddha Vikalpa means indecision. What shall I do? Shall I give up my family life or I will do family life? Because in the line of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many Vaishnavas, like Guru Goswami Pada, Sanatana Goswami Pada, Gaur Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda Prabhu, so many, they are in our person. So better, I can give up my family life. And next moment, you think, if I give up my family life, who will take care of my old mother? Who will take care of my father? Oh, I am married. Who will take care of my small child? Oh, my father is dead. Oh, my parents are so old. If I run away from my household life, then my wife will be alone. Who will take care of her? When I come from my business, then my kids talk to me in broken language. If I go away, I could not hear anymore. She could not take decision. What should I do? It is called Buddha Vikalpa. Tarangarangini. When he becomes little advanced, then his desire of the material world, it looks like the waste of ocean. Sometimes he is defeated by his material desire.